welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, I'll try again. Welcome to episode 220 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my pal Sean Orford. Are you all right, Sean?
I am good. How are you?
I'm okay. A little bit on edge. I'm on holiday, really, so I shouldn't be, but you're this live broadcast, aren't we? And I'm in a part of the world in the northeast of England where the internet connection isn't so magnificent, but I'm sure it'll all be fine. How about you?
I'm stunning and amazing and incredible. my connection's great.
Well, lucky for you, but I'm in mum and dad's holiday home in Warkworth in Northumberland. We've got a caravan up the hill, which is even worse for signal and internet, but yeah. Knock out a quick one, hey Sean, before you've got loads going on in your life as well, I'm sure, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been travelling, working, we will shortly in a while be going holidaying and stuff like that, so it's good.
Yeah, you're just back from Qatar again, right? How'd that go?
Yeah, very good, very good. Love it out there. It's good. Hot, very, very hot. 52 degrees.
So I believe, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of hot. And humidity, very humid. But it's good, it's good. One of the things that inspires me to do what we're doing today is the issue of time.
Yeah.
Because time is the big issue that I'm dealing with all the time when I'm running around the world trying to get stuff done. There always seems to be more stuff than time available. So it's a very interesting topic for me, this.
Well, same for me, really. And I had all of Friday, basically, to do it. What felt like I got it done almost to the minute, you know, which is crazy, really. There's this thing called Parkinson's rule, which we'll come on to, about work expanding to fit the time available. But I got so much done on Friday, it was unbelievable. Probably not a healthy amount, really, because I was pretty wired at the end of the day. But a couple of extra hours would have been nice. But should we just dive into this week's episode? Because I think I did text you on Friday because we were going to try and squeeze in a podcast then. We didn't manage to, but you sent me this idea. But you were in a car garage or something like that, getting your car serviced, and you said, what should we talk about? And you were asking for a few extra hours in the day.
Yeah, we need time. We need time. Yep. More time. Yeah. Either we need more time or we need to reduce what we do to fit the time that we've got.
Interesting.
Both you and I tend to do more than we have time to do, and then our spouses get cross with us because we're too busy.
No. Well, I'm in a slight bit of trouble now because I should be having fun with the kiddies and what have you in the garden. But this is fun for me. I'm enjoying this, so hey-ho. But I'll take that little bit of heat from the missus. To serve our audience, hey Sean.
Definitely.
So yeah, what should we start with here? So what do you think is more important to kind of, if you do have to choose between the two, to kind of make more time to fit more things in or to cut more out of your life?
I guess that if I'm being an honest psychologist, it would be that we need to do less. We all do too much. We need to do less. But the problem is that when I say that, I'm not that good at it because I'm the person who works a crazy amount of hours.
So why do you think, I take it it's not the money you're addicted to or anything, you enjoy your work?
Yeah, my work is about enabling, helping, supporting other people. That's been my life job for forever. There are, at the moment, always people that need things. And I have an endless list of people that I need to be contacting to do things with. It's like an emotional commitment to people. And I'm sure there's lots of people in the same position, you know, therapists, but also people like your father-in-law. As a clergyman, he would have had lots of people that relied on him to do things. And it's true if you're a doctor or you're a nurse, you know, occupational therapists, social workers, you know, we have people that are expecting us to help them, do what they need. You know, and you can't just say, no, no, I'm too busy, I can't do that.
A certain kind of personalities. Annoyingly, I'm the type of personality who's a bit of a last minute kind of guy. So Friday, I'd been working hard earlier in the week, but I had this. I just knew that come Friday, I would really knuckle down. So I took the days earlier in the week. I wasn't, you know, working too easy, but there were moments where I could have been working on things that I could have done on Friday. But I'm just that type of personality that needs that adrenaline hit, you know, at the end of a deadline.
Yeah.
Can it be fixed? Or is that just something that's hardwired into my psyche?
It's a habit, isn't it? I mean, for me, I like to get to places early. I like to get the time to be able to prepare to do stuff.
Yeah.
That makes it work for me, you know. But it means that I'm prepared to leave earlier to get somewhere, not leave at the last minute and kind of panic about it. You know?
Yeah, but quite often when I meet you on a Monday night when we usually record, I'll ask you how your week's been or how you've been over the recent week or two, and you'll say how mad your life is. So for all that preparation, we're all flat out, aren't we?
Yeah. So what do you do then? I mean, you're saying that you like the busyness and the pressure of getting to the deadline, but what do you do to make sure that you fit everything in? What are your skills that you use?
Okay, well, I mean, it's general kind of business stuff that I do. I like to take care of my diary quite well, so I try not to schedule meetings on different days in the week so that I've got, you know, a meeting every day, because I know that you may have this hour slot for a meeting, but you've got half an hour before and after, maybe longer, depending on if I have to travel to see someone. So that can basically mean that a meeting can take up 2-3 hours in a day. So I try and cram all my meetings into one day so that I'm clear the rest of the week. And I know that when I get into the office, I can just work straight through on things. That's one of my little business hacks. And another thing is, which I've mentioned before, with email. Email doesn't get pushed to my devices. I don't get work email on my phone for a start. I only get it on my laptop when I'm in a place to be able to respond to people properly. And I only get email when I hit that refresh button or get mail. So I try and do that as little as often, really, especially if I'm involved in a quite a time-consuming bit of work. I know I need a couple of hours to get through it. Yeah. I'll do it. And then when I know that it's off the table, I'll hit that refresh button, and then a string of emails will come in, and I'll delete the unnecessary spammy ones and reply to a few, and then it'll usually be one or two that need a little bit of work doing, and I can crack on with them and rinse and repeat, basically.
Yeah.
So it just means I can focus on one thing at a time as much as possible when I've got a computer in front of me with an internet link and YouTube and Twitter and all that pinging away as well. But it helps, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. The way that I've tried and rationalize my emails is I have different inboxes, so that I've got one for each project. I've got a personal one, then I've got an NHS one, I've got a Qatar one, I've got an Ireland one, I've got a general kind of business one. but I because they're in separate inboxes, I will only look at one inbox at a time.
Right.
Rather than just looking at everything all at once.
Oh, so you can see all those 5-6 different inboxes all with 4 or 5 messages that need reading. That's quite cool. Okay.
Yeah, and that enables me to be more efficient about the project that I'm working on, rather than being sidetracked into other projects, at the time. That helps a bit. The other kinds of things for me, I mean, I was looking at this list that you sent me, and one of the lists is make a list. And lists are okay as long as you attend to the list and you don't end up with a list of lists.
Yeah, well, I have a couple of lists, really. I have just a note on my desktop that I keep, just a basic Word file, which is my kind of long-term-ish jobs that might take a week or 2 weeks to get off. And then I also use my inbox as my second list of more urgent pressing jobs, basically. So I have two lists of things that need to. One's urgent-ish and one's not quite as urgent. So
yeah.
that's my workflow, basically.
Yeah. But, I mean, the fact that you're in Northumberland, I'm on the Wirral, and we're doing this podcast via this strange kind of internet connection.
Yeah, which seems to have stabilised a bit now. We had a few gremlins early on, which I think I'm sitting closer to the Wi-Fi router now.
All right, that's...
We're getting by, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. But it describes the busyness that you two and I live in. You know, I'm here. You're grabbing time up there to be with the family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down here, sat in the front room, whilst my family's in the rest of the house. And we're trying to fit this in later on in the night or later in the night.
Yeah.
Because of the schedules. The issue in, when people are looking at busyness is the busyness, because busyness can be stressful and pressured, or busyness can be fulfilling.
Yeah, I know, and there's point six. There's a list of things I've got in our little show notes here, but on the website where people can check it out for this week's episode, there's a link to a Huffington Post article, 9 Ways to Gain More Time every day, which I thought had some pretty good ideas. And one of them is point six, eliminate guilt. Because quite often, you know, in a situation like this, which we're quite good at, to be fair, me and you, Sean, you can feel guilty because I should be helping out with bath time now, or there's people washing up in front of me as well. I should be getting stuck in with that. But eliminate the guilt. I like that one, especially right now, because I'm not feeling that tiniest bit guilty.
I came across some definitions that I liked, which you might have heard before, but it's like guilt is when I know that I've done something wrong. And shame is when someone else knows that I've done something wrong.
Right.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it's like you can feel guilty because you've done something but no one knows.
Yeah.
But shame is when someone, I suppose, when they stick your guilt in your face. And, yeah, can make it quite difficult, you know. But I think that when, for everybody, for men and women, there is this issue, I see it as a karma. There's a karma of things that you've got to do for your work, things you've got to do maybe for your bigger family, as opposed to things you've got to do for your immediate family. And trying to balance all those things for many people in our society, the way that it is now, is quite difficult. And unless we can organise our time, then we can get very stressed and anxious by that alone.
Mm-hmm. Big time, we've talked a lot about the whole work-life balance thing.
Yeah. In,
over various podcasts over the years, and you and I both try and have this, we try and eliminate the differential there, don't we, so that work and life become one, which right now I'm doing pretty well, but
yeah
that's what I'm aiming for, basically.
I mean, I think that I am, I don't feel like I go to work. I go and do things with my life, but it isn't like working. But there were times when Ree would say to me, stop working, you know, stop writing emails, stop doing that, whatever. But we're both guilty of that. I mean, we're both guilty of having clients that need attention, I suppose. I don't know. There's one of the things on your list here was delegate.
Yeah.
But who can you delegate to? Who can you delegate your roles?
That's something I wanted to talk about, because I'm getting quite good at that recently, because I'm partly because I'm in a position where business is going well enough, perhaps not well enough for someone full time, but yeah, basically I have people that I can call on now to help out on projects, certain projects, freelancers and what have you, that come in and that trust enough to get stuck in and do little bits for me. So right now while I'm away, actually there's a couple of jobs and that I've left with a chap, very good designer called Lee that I work with, and he's dealing with them while I'm away, which is pretty good. But you haven't managed to create another Sean yet, hey?
No. I need a clone. I need a clone.
Is that something that is possible? You've had staff in the past and companies in the past, haven't you, Sean?
Yeah, I have. I've had big teams of people. And it is hard when you do what I do to find someone who would do it the same way you do it. I guess that's true in every profession, isn't it? But I have found people that I can trust to do what I need them to do, or what the situation needs. But it's quite difficult to do that. I think that you need somebody to be with you. It's like if you were going to train somebody, they would need to come and sit with you for maybe months or even years to pick up all your knowledge base. And that's true for me. I need someone who was committed to the process over quite a long period of time. You know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I know Rob Bentz, who runs the property podcast, he's done an amazing job of putting that delegating gear into action. He's set up a business similar time to me, really, and he's built his team. I think probably 10, 15 staff now. His company, RMP Property. So it can be done. It's amazing. And, you know, he's working all hours and he loves it. So he's choosing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. We got point eight on this list about sleep.
Yeah.
It's worth a shout because a lot of the time, I'm guilty of this, when you've got more stuff to do, cutting sleep is quite an easy thing to do. And it obviously, it's quite an unhealthy thing, but this is saying get more sleep.
Well, for me, the answer to that is to meditate. When you meditate, it's a 5-to-1 ratio, so that 10 minutes of good, focused, meditative relaxation is the same as 50 minutes of sleep. So I may not sleep many hours as everybody else, but if I do the meditation, I get the same effect.
Right, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Meditation is still something that I have yet to grasp completely. Who knows if I ever will. I'm going to try and get close to the router again. Is there a resource of the week you'd like to mention?
I'm going to go with the 4-hour work week.
Ah, that old classic. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
You know what? Yeah, I'm due another read of that. I've read it a couple of times over the years and I need to read it again. I think actually he did kind of relaunch it, Tim Ferriss, a year or two back with a few extra little case studies and what have you.
Yeah.
It's a pretty amazing book. I know he's done a couple of books since The 4-Hour Body and 4-Hour Chef, but I still think The 4-Hour Work Week's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's right, too. So what's your resource, then?
Mine is a TED Talk. What's the name of it? By Philip Zimbardo. And he provides a healthy take on time. So he's talking about time philosophically a lot, but I think it does link quite nicely. I remember watching it ages ago. Does link quite nicely with some of the themes we've just discussed. Check that one out when you can as well.
Yeah, well, that sounds good to me.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to edit this one together later on. That's going to be fun.
Loads of fun with this one.
Yeah, I know. Well, the people that are listening to it now won't know too much about the fun and games that we've just gone through trying to get this broadcast done because I'm going to edit it so seamlessly. But yeah, it's been good fun. We'll do another one soon, Sean. You have a good week, eh?
Yeah, you take care and you look after yourself.
All right, everyone, take it easy. See you later.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.